So reading translation, I wish you good luck. O Brahma, you may ask from me, the giver of all benedictions, all that you may desire. You may know that the ultimate benediction, as a result of all penances, is to see me by realization. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth is knowing and seeing face to face the personality of Godhead. Realization of the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma feature of the personality of Godhead is not ultimate realization. When one realizes the Supreme Lord, when one realizes the Supreme Lord, one does not struggle hard to perform such penances. The next stage of life is to discharge devotional service to the Lord just to satisfy Him. In other words, one who has realized and seen the Supreme Lord has attained all perfection, because everything is included in that highest perfectional stage. The impersonalist and the pseudo-mystics, however, cannot reach this stage. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamaram Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे नमोम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हरे कृष्णा सो आई वांट टू थैंक द टेंपल टू गिविंग मी द अपॉर्चुनिटी to speak Srimad Bhagavatam class, although I am absolutely unqualified to speak. And I'm also seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas who's gathered here so that I can speak something meaningful. So in this, Prabhupada is talking about, he's saying that the ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth is knowing and seeing face to face the personality of Godhead. And this is something you may have heard from Prabhupada speak again and again. It is there in his teachings. And I was hearing a class from one of the earliest disciples of Prabhupada, and he was saying that this is something he was speaking in 1966 in New York City when he was giving the talks, that you can see Krishna by this practice of Krishna consciousness. You can see Krishna face to face. You can talk to him. You can hear him. So that is the that is what Prabhupada has been speaking all along. And in this verse, again, Prabhupada is talking about the same theme, about seeing Krishna face to face. And this is something he's repeated many, many times for the entire time he was preaching, particularly in the Western countries and then in India. And however, sometimes he will speak something else, something differently about this particular message. And there is once in Vrindavan, when Prabhupada was going on a morning walk, one of Prabhupada's disciple, Vishal Prabhu, he asked Prabhupada the question that, Prabhupada, once you told me that if I can read the 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, I will have full realization of Krishna consciousness. I will have full realization of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada asked him, what do you mean by full realization of Krishna consciousness? So he thought for a while and he said that I can see Krishna face to face. So Prabhupada said, what do you mean by seeing Krishna face to face? There are so many guests who are coming to the temple every day and they're seeing the deities and they're seeing Krishna face to face. So do you think that all of them are fully realized in Krishna consciousness? Then he thought for a while. He's saying, no, Prabhupada. Then what does it mean to be fully Krishna conscious? So there was one Indian gentleman. He said that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kanchati. So Prabhupada said, that's all right. That is part of it. Then Prabhupada gave the answer. He said that the real, what it means to be fully Krishna conscious is that we see ourselves as a servant of Krishna and the Krishna is the master. So that is the full realization of Krishna consciousness when we start to see ourselves as fully the servant of Krishna and Krishna is the master. And to that extent, to the extent that we see ourselves as Krishna or greater than Krishna, or seeing ourselves as masters, to that extent we are not Krishna conscious. So that is something that Prabhupada very clearly explained. What is Krishna consciousness? There is a verse which says, "Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Ara Sabba Bhritya." This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says that Krishna is the only supreme Lord. There are so many living entities in this entire creation, and of all the living entities, there is only one supreme, and that is Krishna. So Prabhupada explains that even the great demigods like Lord Shiva, who is Mahadev, who is the Lord of all the devas, he is not independent. He is also a servant of Krishna. Lord Brahma is a servant of Krishna. Then what to speak about them? Even the expansions of Krishna, like Lord Balaram, and Prabhupada explained, even Srimati Radharani, they are servants. They are not the master. They see themselves as a servant of Krishna. Lord Balaram sees himself as a servant of Krishna. So that is the ultimate position of Krishna. And in the Brahma Samhita, it is explained, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Sarva Karana Anadi Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Krishna, that is the position of Krishna. And we are so fortunate that Prabhupada has boldly declared it and so forcefully, because if you see what's going on in the world, there's so much confusion. There's no clarity about who is supreme and how to worship. But Prabhupada has brought this to us so clearly and so emphatically that we cannot miss it. So that is the position of Krishna. The next question is, then what is our position? Then again, Lord Chaitanya explains that Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Das. So that is our position. We are the eternal part and parcel and servant of Krishna for eternity. So that is what Prabhupada has explained so clearly. What is the position of Krishna and what is our position? Just trying to think about. So then Prabhupada also explains that in this purport that the impersonalist and the yogis, they cannot attain this ultimate realization. And what is the reason that they cannot attain the ultimate realization? Anybody? What is the reason that they cannot attain ultimate realization? Anybody? Sorry, what is the last part? Yeah, perfect, Mataji. So Mataji said, because they're aiming for liberation and not for service. So that is their fault, that they don't see themselves servant. They don't want to perform devotional service. And if you look at the impersonalists, their aim is to merge into the Brahman effulgence. So there is, in the Bhagavatam explains that Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti Shabdyate. So one of the features of the Absolute Truth is that the effulgence coming from the Krishna's body. That is the Brahman effulgence. So Krishna also has that impersonal feature. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have. He has, but it is lower. Because the impersonalists who are trying to attain that state, it is an impermanent state. It is temporary state. They reach there, and because there is no engagement, there is no relationship with the Absolute, they cannot sustain that. They come down from that platform. And if you look at the yogis are meditating on the Paramatma, the Super Soul within the heart. So as a Super Soul, he is present in every living entity. As a Super Soul, he is present in every atom. So he is pervading everywhere. So the yogis who are meditating on that Super Soul aspect of Krishna, they don't do it for service, as a divine service, loving devotional service. They do it to gain something from it. They want to gain some siddhis, some power. So their focus is not service to Krishna, it is to gain something out of it. So this is the difference between the yogis, the impersonalists, and the devotees who worship the personality of Godhead. And to attain that stage, to perform that state of serving the Absolute Truth, what is needed? What do we need to perform devotional service to the Lord? Yes, Roji. Yes. Yes. So what we need to perform to devotional service to the Lord is the love. Because love is one differentiates from the yogis and the impersonalists from the devotees, because they love, they perform devotional service with love. So that is needed to have their full realization of the Absolute Truth. Again, Brahma Samhita explains that Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintam Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So what is needed, it is the Premanjana Churita. So that is a salve of love. The salve, the ointment, which is pure devotion, that is what is needed. And where do we get this ointment? Okay, we don't get it through the NHS prescription. It's not available, right? And it's very, very expensive. So where do we get this Premanjana Churita, this salve? This salve we get from the Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, where Lord Chaitanya is giving this freely, this ointment freely to everyone. And anybody without any qualification can accept it. So if we are engaged in this Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, we can get this ointment. And this ointment is not very cheap, okay? It's very, very expensive. Some of the ointments in the world, which is very, very effective, they cost a lot of money, thousands of pounds maybe, to get an ointment, which is really, really special. And it's not easily get. But Lord Chaitanya is giving this freely to everyone, so that we get that benefit because Lord Chaitanya can give that because he is Krishna himself. So he's got that thing, how to make everyone get that realization. Just like here Krishna is helping Lord Brahma, that how he can get that realization. So first of all, he's offering him, after Lord Brahma has performed the penances, as we heard in the previous classes, he is, as a reward, Krishna is giving him, telling him that, ask for anything, and I can give you anything. Don't be fearful that, I may not be able to give you, right? In the Puranas and so many stories, we see the demons, they are doing so many penances, and they're coming to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and so many demigods, and they ask for eternal life, but they can't get it. So Brahma could be thinking maybe it is not possible. So Lord Krishna is assuring him that I can give you anything you want. Okay, just ask for it. But then he goes one step further, which generally we see that demigods don't do that. Is to tell the people who are seeking benediction that what is the highest benediction. So here Krishna is so kind that he's telling that what is the highest benediction that he can ask for is to see the Lord face to face with full realization. So that is what Krishna is so merciful that he's giving. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya, he's telling us that this love of Godhead is the highest, but he's also giving us very easily. So that is something that you can only get from Lord Chaitanya. Even Lord Krishna doesn't give this love easily. When he was in this planet Earth, how many people became devotees who were lovers of Krishna? Right? Very hardly. It's only those who were in the Vrindavan or who were associating with those devotees, only they got it. Krishna was walking the length and breadth of India. Not many people were getting that mercy because Krishna's policy is, as you approach me, I shall reward you accordingly. And Krishna says that those who are the four kinds of people who come to me and four kinds of people who don't come to me. And then from those who don't come to me, he says that they are condemned and they go into the darkest regions of the hell and they are suffering so much. But when Lord Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya, he's actually going and searching for these people, the most fallen people, the Naradhamas, those who are atheists. He's going and chasing them. He's trying to find them. They're running away, but he's trying to catch them. He's sending his pure devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, and he's encouraging so many devotees to go. Even now, Prabhupada has taken that mission. He sent Prabhupada to the West, those who are absolutely not interested, to take this mercy. So that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You cannot get it from anywhere else other than Lord Chaitanya. And he is giving it freely. He made it so accessible to all of us so that we can easily take it. There is one more point that Prabhupada makes in the purport. Is about the penance. Okay, one has to perform penance in order to get that realization, because it's not cheap. So, but this penance is different from the ordinary penance that people perform, that is written in the Shastra. So this penance is like Tapo Divyam. This is the divine penance, which is different from what is spoke, like Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita. The penance can be categorized into three categories, right? Penance performed in the mode of ignorance, which basically makes the people torture themselves. Okay, that's what is the result of doing the penance in the mode of ignorance. The penance in the mode of passion makes one feel proud and makes us do for gain something from doing the penance. It's for getting something objective, becoming more powerful, more successful. And the penance in the mode of goodness, we do it for the sake of doing it, for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. But the higher than that is the pure goodness, the state of Vasudev, which is pure goodness. There is no tinge of material infection or the material effect on performing this. So when we do this Krishna consciousness, which is in the Vasudev state, then then we don't get the pain, because doing the penances, ordinary penances, is not easy, right? In the Shastra, it is explained that one has to sit in the summer season, middle of a fire, okay? Or one has to sit in the icy cold weather and do penances. So that penances require a lot of effort and a lot of difficulty. But this penance, which is brought by Lord Chaitanya, is simply blissful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Okay? Which is simply eating, dancing, and enjoying. So that is the process. But if we try to resist, then it becomes a little difficult. So this process is very simple. And as we get realization, we actually don't feel any difficulty. So initially we may feel difficulty of trying to perform this, but as we practice, as we get more and more realization by this, we actually don't feel that pain. Like, so somebody who's new to Krishna consciousness, and when he's a habit of drinking alcohol or he's eating meat and all that, when he starts practicing, he may feel little difficulty initially, or even when he's thinking how to do this, it's so difficult. But most of us, some of us may have experienced that if we're following this bad habit and we got introduced and we started practicing, very, very soon we actually gave it up. We don't even think about it. Okay, it doesn't even bother. It becomes so easy, right? Isn't it? We actually experience ourselves that we have performed the penance of not eating meat or drinking or doing all sense of nonsensical things, that we've given up because by the practice of Krishna consciousness, we could easily give up and it's not difficult at all. So similarly, if we keep on practicing, the more and more penances in Krishna consciousness, by the realization, by the practice of Krishna consciousness, that all that penance we're doing, it will also become easier. Then I've heard many years ago, Prabhupada talking about the six Goswamis and how difficult penances they were performing. Just wearing a loincloth, sleeping under a tree in the cold weather, in the hot weather, and not staying in a single tree for more than one night, always moving, always changing. So many difficult penances they were performing. But Prabhupada explained that that was external. Internally, they were enjoying the blissful rasas of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So all this penance of austerity that they were performing, that was external, that was not affecting them. They were actually in absolute bliss. So that is what it means, that how the penance in Krishna consciousness is not difficult. Okay? And that will happen through realization as we practice. So and then we hear George Harrison in the Krishna book. At the very beginning, he wrote that everybody is looking for Krishna. Some know it, some don't. I'm just paraphrasing it. So we were originally with Krishna, enjoying with Krishna, and then we decided to go away from Krishna. But that feeling has not gone away. We are trying to experience that same feeling of relationship we had with Krishna in this world, okay? Through the friendship, through the relationship we have with parents, with the society. So we're looking for that same thing and we're getting disappointed again and again. Because living entities, jivas, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki Jai Shri Shri Kaur Nitai ki Jai. So we are trying to seek that same pleasure, same happiness that we had with Krishna, but we are looking in the wrong place. So this is what George Harrison meant, that everybody is looking for Krishna, okay? But they don't know it, okay? We are fortunate that we know it, so that's why we try to dovetail our inclinations towards loving Krishna. So that's what we can learn, that everybody is looking for Krishna, and we can come to the right source instead of getting lost and getting confused in this world, because nobody can fully satisfy, because everybody has limitations and everybody has his conditioning. So that's something that's beautifully George Harrison has explained in the Krishna book. I just want to take a pause if there are any questions or comments, or anybody wants to talk about their understanding of realization. I mean, their understanding or their desire to see Krishna face to face. Anybody wants to share anything? Does anybody have a desire to see Krishna face to face? Yeah, of course, that's why we are here. And that's something Prabhupada is encouraging us, that we should develop that desire, because that is the ultimate realization of Krishna consciousness. So anybody wants to comment or share their realization or their desire of seeing Krishna face to face, or just their experience of asking for benediction, they had experience before coming to Krishna consciousness. What was their understanding? Because here we're talking about the ultimate realization of seeing Krishna, or desire to see benediction, to see Krishna. But what was our understanding of what is benediction that we had desired? And anybody wants to share, please. Yeah, Mataji, please. Is there a microphone? Thank you.
Yes, about seeing Krishna face to face. I was reading a book, and this book was stating like how we are aspiring to see Krishna like with our eyes, but this is like limited consciousness, because why you want to see Krishna with your eyes? Like, you know, it's not perceivable only by our, you know, little senses that we are using in the material world. We can see Krishna in other ways. And so that changed my attitude. I was like, okay, maybe it's not, you know, revealing by seeing, like perceiving with my eyes, but with other senses. And so that gave me just changed my mindset.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. So I think very good point Mataji said. So that's why we can't see with the material eyes. We need that premanjana, the salve, the ointment. And only by that we can see. So if you want to see a very big person in this world, okay, you can just walk up to that person and meet. Right? You can't even see that person. If he's a really, really big person, maybe you want to see a king of England, or you want to see a very great person, then you have to make arrangements. Okay, it is possible to see, but it's very difficult, and you have to make an arrangement. So that arrangement, and if you want to see Krishna, who is the supreme, it's not easy, but you have to make arrangement. That arrangement is Krishna consciousness, the practice of Krishna consciousness. So we should not give up that idea of seeing Krishna, but we need to practice the method that is given of Krishna consciousness to seeing Krishna, because that will only satisfy us, and that is our longing. We cannot give up that idea that we cannot see Krishna, so let me do something else. No, we cannot give up, because that's our longing. We have to see Krishna, but then we have to make arrangement, okay? And that arrangement is blissful. It's not easy, but it's blissful. Let's put it that way, if you practice it properly. So that's what I'll say, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Anybody else, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I actually had one thought, that the idea of face-to-face is given here is maybe our conception may be a little bit different, because if you look at in the Krishna book, people like Paundrika and Kamsa, they're seeing Krishna face-to-face, but they weren't able to recognize. So, but I think face-to-face comes through what you were saying before, is devotional service, the service attitude. So in that way, we can see Krishna constantly. And we serve, I think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that you serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to come see you. Rather, we make the endeavor to go see him face to face. I remember this anecdote that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would take darshan of the Lord, he would never wear his glasses. To make the point that the Lord should be seeing you, than you seeing the Lord, because what power do we have to see the Lord face to face? I just had some.
Brilliant, Prabhuji, brilliant. Thank you so much. So I think, because see, even that, as Prabhuji explained, that even the demons can see Krishna, okay, out of their good fortune they can actually see Krishna, but because they are not devotees. Or they have not applied that ointment of Premanjuna, the love. They cannot understand or realize Krishna. Okay, so that's they have not practiced Krishna consciousness. Because our mentality is to be, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is supreme. We've also got that Ishvara bhav in a minute way, very, very insignificant way, but still is there. And if you're not Krishna conscious, then we want to become great and great, and we think ourselves as a Lord, and that's why we can't see Krishna. Then we get blinded. We can't see Krishna. It's only by practicing devotional service with love that we can see Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, can you pass on the mic?
Also, there's a very powerful medium that we sometimes miss because we have eyes. And the thing is, the reason I say this is when we were at school, we used to hear these stories from the teacher every Friday. And we were all sitting there and hearing, and somehow... in our heart, we were seeing what they were talking about. And likewise, Prabhupada talks about, I remember there's one, that actually our real seeing is hearing, actually, because it's such a powerful medium, but the eyes can destroy that. Because we're trying to see with our eyes. Yeah. And to hear is to see, actually, is the medium which we go by. We hear, and the reason also is that somebody like Prabhupada, he was actually seeing what he was talking about in his heart. He could convey it just by his sound vibration. So... and that was the power of a person who's the pure devotee. He's actually seeing what he's speaking about.
Yeah.
And it comes out on the sound from their mouth. Okay.
Beautiful, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So until we develop this Premanjuna Charita, until we apply this ointment, I think seeing, as Prabhuji explained, can be misleading. Okay, we may not understand it. And Srimad Bhagavatam gives this concept of seeing through hearing. Right? Seeing through hearing, this is a concept that Bhagavatam introduces. That like if you see the sun in the sky, it looks so small. But if you read from the learned people, you will understand that it's huge. It's massive, it's just far away. So Prabhupada explains this. So seeing could be misleading until we have the self in our eyes. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Anybody else wants to say?
Question. Because these points have emphasized that seeing through hearing and seeing through the service, but at the same time, Prabhupada really stressed that, no, you'll actually see Krishna. Like you said, you'll see him face to face and you'll be able to talk to him. So I'm just wondering what actually happens at that point. Like, I don't know if you know any more details in terms of, do we get given the eyes to see, we get given the spiritual eyes, or how does that work that we come to the point where we can actually see Krishna?
Yeah, I think that's this is what it is explained in Brahma Samhita, that by the practice of Krishna consciousness, when we become purified, the senses need to be purified. Now the senses are contaminated. So that's why we can't see. And then it is explained in the Sikshastakam, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So the mind is contaminated with the dust of the sins that we have accumulated in our mind over so many past lives. Where by chanting Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya sitting in the heart, Lord Krishna, he purifies, he removes that dust. And when that dust is removed, then we can see. So then we can have a self-realization. So this chanting is directly the process which Lord himself cleans the heart. And then the mirror of the heart, mind. And then we can see Krishna. So that's a specific example given of how we can see very clearly. Does that answer?
Just another question on that. So is it that we purify our current senses and through them we can see, or are we given spiritual senses to be able to perceive Krishna? Or is that kind of simultaneous? I don't know.
Yeah, the spiritual body develops, okay? Right now we have the material body. But the senses can be purified. So the senses can be purified by this practice of Krishna consciousness. So by chanting, the mind will get purified, and then we can see. So senses, by the practice of Krishna consciousness, the senses become purified. There are some examples where the senses become fully purified, like the case of Sant Tukaram Maharaj. There are only 2-3 people. Their whole body became absolutely purified, transformed into a spiritual senses, and they went back to Godhead in the same body. So there are some examples where this has happened, but in our case, for practical purposes, it gets purified, and the more and more we engage our senses in Krishna service. And as far as seeing Krishna is concerned, the mirror of the mind, which is muddled, we can see Krishna. It gets purified by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna sitting in the heart by chanting of Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, and service. Govind Prabhu, do you want to say something?
It's an interesting question. I think we need to go to the Veda base and find out spiritual senses becoming purified or not. Because it's a good question. I mean, is it that we just don't have spiritual senses and then we're given them? Like the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Divyam Te Chakshu, I give you divine eyes. Is it like that? Or is it that we have spiritual senses and then they're covered? So if we look at covered spiritual senses on the Veda base, that might give some indication of what's going on there. But I know that it's when the Lord glances at us, that's when we actually see him. So yeah. It's like, that's what, you know, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, you know, if you get the merciful glance of Lord Chaitanya, then you get all the realizations.
And that's so true, and that's what happened, right? When Lord Chaitanya was traveling in the South India, he will just glance upon people and they will start chanting. They become absolutely purified and they were chanting Hare Krishna. Became full devotees. So thank you, Govind Prabhu.
We have the answer.
Yes, brilliant.
This is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13 to 18. Bhagavad Gita 13:15 purport. Actually, the individual souls have spiritual senses, but in conditioned life, they are covered with the material elements and therefore the sense activities are exhibited through matter.
Brilliant. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So that's your reference, Prabhu. Thank you. One last question. I think we're coming to the end of the class. Mataji.
I was just thinking about, we have two examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. The example of Ambarish Maharaj, how he, the 9 process of devotional service, he used all his senses to serve the Lord. Ultimately, yes. The Lord was so, give him his mercy through his, you know, protecting him. So he did have darshan in one sense.
Yeah.
And the other one is Dhruva Maharaj. Before the Lord appeared, he had to perform so many penances and to purify himself before the Lord appeared. So give us an indication that it's not easy to achieve the Lord, but with sincerity, with faith, and with dedication in our daily spiritual activities, we have to progress slowly and to get this darshan of the Lord that we're craving for.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. So I think fundamentally this material and spiritual, it's one energy. It's how you deal with it makes the difference. Like an expert, Prabhupada explained that an expert electrician can use the same energy to cause heat and to cause cold. So it's one energy. In the spiritual world, it acts in a different way. In the material world, it acts in a different way. But if we change our consciousness, then same material energy becomes spiritual energy. So it can easily be transformed. It's one energy. That is Krishna's energy. And that is getting transformed in this material world for facilitating our enjoying propensity. Okay, because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. So there's the same spiritual energy is getting transformed into material. The moment we use it in Krishna service, the same energy becomes spiritual. Prabhupada gives this example so many times about a microphone used in Krishna service. It's spiritual now. So many examples Prabhupada gives. It's one energy, whether it's material, spiritual, is how we perceive and how we act on it. That's the difference. So I'll... Prabhuji, one more.
Bhakti Uchyate.
Thank you.
That's how by practice using the senses all in the service of the Lord, they become purified.
Yeah.
And the contamination, he says, what is it? How it finishes, I can't remember. But in this way, the senses become purified and they become free from material designation.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's an amazing process. But in that verse, it's a classic verse for describing the process.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And this process is best performed in the association of devotees. That brings up all the bliss in the whole process. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Jai Srila.